Well, more than a decade ago, Louise O'Keefe secured a landmark judgment against the state for failing to protect her as a primary school student. She says successive governments have failed to implement the judgment of the European Court of Human Rights. She claims that two redress schemes established by the Department of Education are too restrictive, resulting in what she says are hundreds of child sexual abuse victims being unable to access them. Today, she will appeal to the permanent representations of the Council of Europe to impose enhanced supervision on the government to ensure it offers an appropriate redress scheme to abuse victims. The government has insisted it is compliant with the judgment, adding that more than €11 million has been spent on compensation for victims since 2015. We can speak now to Nolene Blackwell, a member of the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, who will be representing Louise O'Keefe in Strasbourg today. Good morning, Good morning, Nolene.
Good morning.
Can you just first give us a background to the case, a reminder of that 2014 ruling?
Yeah, so what happened was that Louise O'Keefe started proceedings in 1999, so in the last century, and over 16 years went through all of the courts in Ireland where she sought proper recognition of the fact that she was sexually abused as a small child in a national school in Cork. And through all of those, she got a judgment against the teacher who had abused her, but she did not get recognition that the state had a duty to protect children in schools in Ireland in those days, and they weren't doing it. And that was the law that drove Louise to go to the European Court of Human Rights, where ultimately, just over 10 years ago, she got a judgment from the Grand Chamber of the Court, so a big court of the European Court of Human Rights, recognising that her rights had not been protected as a small child, nor were those of other children, and that she was entitled to recognition that her rights were violated, and that the Irish state had a duty now to recognise that not just for Louise, but for children throughout the land, where they had been sexually abused, the state had failed in its duty. So that was the background. So in 2014, the judgment came through, and it was up to the state, to Ireland after that, to put in place some way of recognising and giving fair redress to those children who were in a similar position to Louise. We're not here representing Louise today. She is well able, and she has represented herself in the last 10 years along the way. What we're doing as the Human Rights and Equality Commission is looking at what Ireland has done since then, noticing that the schemes that were put in place as redress just had barriers that actually were almost impossible to surmount, and right, we're going to present that as well, because the council, the committee of ministers now looking at this today, are the people who kind of keep an eye on whether a judgment has been implemented by a state.
Well, let's be specific about this. In your view then, where has Ireland failed, or what has Ireland failed to implement?
Yeah, so currently at the moment, for instance, there's no scheme there at all. But two schemes were put in place. One lasted about 2 to 4 years, and the other lasted for 2 years. And in both cases, in the first one, a person could not, back in 2015, when the first scheme was put in place, a person had to be able to show that somebody else before them had been abused, had made a complaint, and that complaint wasn't dealt with. When you look at how the scheme was set up, given that there was no register of complaints, there was no way of reporting, and that the state has taken no responsibility, that even by the state's own assessor was found to be totally unrealistic. And the second scheme required people to have gone and issued high court proceedings in a land and in a court where the court had said the state is not going to take responsibility here. So in both cases, they put in place things that were not just obstacles, there were brick walls that people came up against. So those who, you know, you're talking about children. You're talking about adults now who were abused, sexually abused as children. One of the hardest things for anybody to talk about ever. And you were expecting them to put in place systems, or expecting them to go through hoops that were totally too restrictive.
Now, the Department of Education told us in a statement that it wasn't the case that the state has failed to implement the O'Keefe judgment. It highlighted the €11 million spent on a redress scheme plus other measures around training and safeguarding. What's your response to that?
So to recognise where the state has come up to scratch, in the 1990s, the state brought in guidelines that make it almost impossible, or at least make a route through if somebody was in Louise's situation ever again. So since then, there have been guidelines. The state has been doing that, has recognised its duty towards children in schools since then. Even schools they don't, you know, own, schools owned by other patrons. But in terms of the schemes, there is a real disconnect, and it's why we're here today before the Committee of Ministers of all the states of the Council of Europe to just say, look, we know that the Irish government recognises the need to observe human rights law. Ireland is a good member of the Council of Europe. There just seems to be this blockage in recognising the huge obstacles that are being put in the way of people who should be entitled to redress. There's no redress available right now. If someone wanted to start today, there's no scheme in place at all. So what we're hoping is that when we say this to the people who are kind of overseeing that these judgments are implemented, that they will, in discussion with Ireland, be able to come up with a better system, just a redress scheme that doesn't sort of require people to take extraordinary measures to enter it, and that doesn't discriminate between people who sue the state, who don't, so that it's fair, it's not discriminating, and that it's easy to access. That's all. And that's where we're saying if the Committee of Ministers could take more of an interest in this for a bit, we could solve this problem which has been going on for 10 years, and Louise O'Keefe could get on with her own life instead of having to continue to campaign on something she's been campaigning on for over 24 years.
Nolene Blackwell, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us.